Speaking of which, we're happy to sit down and talk about this settlement here, but I assume that there's probably not a lot of. But
no, I disagree.
Okay, fine.
I would be definitely willing to do that. Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Okay, so we're here for a pre-hearing conference for the case schedule for MUP 17035. I could ask the parties to introduce themselves and spell last names for the record. We appreciate it.
My name is Claudia Newman, and I'm here representing the appellant, Escala Owners Association.
Thank you.
Hello, Elizabeth Anderson here on behalf of the department.
Shelley Bolzer. I'm with STCI. My last name is spelled B-O-L-S-E-R.
Ian Morrison on behalf of the applicant, M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N.
Jack McCullough on behalf of the applicant, M-C-C-U-L-L-O-U-G-H.
Thank you. And Mr. Morrison, are you an attorney?
An attorney with McCullough Hill Leary.
Right. Thank you. All right. Before we get started, I do have one disclosure, and that is I don't remember the years at this point.
You're dating yourself.
11 years ago, 12 years ago, Ms. Newman was a partner in Bricklin Newman Dold, and when I was an associate for the firm. I have several matters I would like to cover with you today. I want to check with each party to see if you have any other items as well. Right now, it's pre-hearing motions, discovery, witnesses and exhibits, and hearing date. Anything else that the parties need to address today as part of the pre-hearing conference?
Right. We had one, this is Mr. McCullough, we had one very small issue that we might ask for some clarification on.
And the issue clarification is certainly an item. We can do that.
Okay. But it's not. We don't have a long list.
Okay. All right. Then I'll ask first if the representatives have been in contact with each other. Have there been any discussions about mediation or opportunities for settlement?
Actually, this is Mr. McCullough, and I just raised this point to Ms. Newman and said that we'd be happy to chat. I'm not sure, given the physical realities of this case, that, there's huge opportunity. But we'll get in touch with each other.
We just talked about it, and we're both going to make an effort.
I don't have any control over that or jurisdiction, but it can influence, of course, the case schedule. And then also want to remind you that there is the opportunity for free mediation offered through the interlocal. So if the parties want to alleviate themselves of that, we can get more information to you. It's also on our website.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Moving on then. Do any of the parties or all of the parties perhaps anticipate filing pre-hearing motions?
I do.
Mm-hmm. One from the appellant?
I think we would have one, potentially.
Applicant? City?
Perhaps.
You want to join in, too?
There may be one, yes.
Okay. Is there any discovery anticipated by the parties? And that, again, is also an item I don't typically get involved in, but this is for purposes of scheduling, so I understand how long it might take.
Applicant start?
I don't think we have. The record is... will prove to be fairly voluminous, I think.
Okay.
I may. I am realizing as I sit here that I didn't talk to my client about it, so there's a chance I may change on that, but at this point I'm not.
I'll leave it to the parties to engage in that. It's really a question of
fitting it
if it's going to take months to get documents, then that can influence when the hearing is.
Yeah,
but
I was just thinking of depositions only, not...
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Hours.
All right. Okay.
I doubt we're going to do that.
All right. Well, let's move on then to witnesses and exhibits. How many do you anticipate at this time, Ms. Newman?
So for our case, my high number is 4 to 5 witnesses, and that's including lay witnesses.
City?
Three to five,
mm-hmm.
depending, of course. But
mm-hmm.
And subject, of course, to who we're responding to, we would guess it's probably about five.
Okay. And I'm not holding anybody for these numbers. This is just so I have a sense of how long the hearing might take.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that there's a large record. I know we have a EIS, addendum, and design review. So how many documents do you think we might be looking at volume-wise for the exhibits?
I mean, it's just, I can't put a number on it.
Tens, hundreds? That's most.
One banker's box?
Yeah, uh-huh. Only. So maybe we distinguish between what's in the record and what might be new that would come in?
Mm-hmm. Right. I am looking for number of exhibits, volume of exhibits.
I think so far we have
the record is a banker's box.
So the record's about a box.
Yeah.
In addition to that,
what
else would you anticipate?
Not much more.
Maybe tens of some documents?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the city, Ms. Anderson? You've got the record already.
The record. That's
right.
Exactly. So okay. I don't know that. It will just depend, I guess, mm-hmm. what we need to respond to. But.
Right.
And I think our exhibits would be directly responsive to what mm-hmm. was proposed, additional ones.
Okay, so we're mostly talking about the record is what?
Probably most.
Yeah.
So it sounds like maybe a couple of additional reports or something, a few.
Maybe some, some
your illustrative
exhibits to help show.
Right. Okay.
We may have a report.
All right.
Looks to me with that we should set aside at least 3 days.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
Well, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. It should be with the scale. Could be four. And we always think it's enough, whatever
right.
you say, and then it's
right.
one more.
That's I like to avoid that. To be as possible. So do we want to say 3.5 and pad it with a little bit of time, say the morning of
that'd be
the following
better.
Day?
Yeah.
All right. So we've reached the point that I did at yesterday's pre-hearing conference with Ms. Anderson. I have to go grab my calendar that I left
okay.
the other.
Okay.
Some dates that would be appropriate in advance, but right now the hearing examiner's office is experiencing a high volume. We also have Ms. Tanner's retiring at the end of January, and so we will have a change of the guard, as it were, for hearing examiner, and so that's all affecting our case schedule right now.
Sure.
Which leads me to, we have nothing in January at this point. February actually looks pretty good. I don't know if that's too soon, or what the parties would be calling.
Do you want to?
We need to leave room for the motions.
Think about, that's what I'm thinking. With Christmas break, it complicates mm-hmm. the time.
Why don't we start there? Why don't I ask, when do the parties think that they'll be filing those motions?
I could. You know, if I didn't want to land it where the responses were due over Christmas break.
We don't want to do that.
Yeah, and so I can aim for the 12th of January. If that works. I guess you all said you wanted to file motions too, so.
I guess the question in my mind is if we need to, I mean, are these, this would be a dispositive motion, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, that is like 5 weeks out. I mean, one other approach would be if we could have motions filed before the holidays and then a response that, you know, end of the week into January.
Accounts for the holidays.
Maybe. Accounts for the holidays, but, you know, so.
If you want to have your associates working over the
Well, I don't think we would, you know, I mean, I don't know. It seems like if we have that first week of January,
So for the
I don't think these motions are, you know, they don't require It's rare for a hearing examiner motion response to require 3 weeks of workup time.
That
seems to me.
I mean, yeah. I have no objection to.
So filing the motion perhaps on the 22nd?
It's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. And then looking for a response on the 5th?
And so for me, responding might...
Is that what you're thinking?
I was thinking a little further out than the 5th. So the, yeah. So like Monday the 8th.
Frequently I have motions due.
Or the 12th?
They can, depending on what type, the nature of the motions you're making, which I don't know yet, and they can mm-hmm. we can do... Do it within a mm-hmm. period, really,
yeah.
the whole
mm-hmm.
thing.
Right.
So I don't
exactly.
know if we're contemplating for more time than that. So you can do as a motion, have a response in a week, and then a few days later for a reply. Mm-hmm.
That would be typical, right?
But if we're accommodating the holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The 12th, maybe, for a response? Or the 8th?
Yeah, I think a little earlier in that week would be better.
From the date of the.
And are you planning on filing a dispositive motion as well?
Probably not as to the, I mean, maybe as to an issue. I mean, I won't be specific here. There's an issue that appears to raise a question of zoning code compliance.
Oh, okay.
And
so it's a specific.
We may, yeah, it is specific. We're not sure that the examiner has jurisdiction over that.
Okay.
But it, I don't
that
see
I can
global.
Handle that in a week.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I'm just wondering if I'm going to get a new thing that takes me, you know, a month to respond. It doesn't sound like it.
No, okay. You know, the issues largely are SEPA and design review issues, and those are not subject to dispositive motions.
So if we're talking a week amount of time is what you really need to do the response,
mm-hmm.
is that right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Well.
Why don't we just do the motion due on the 5th? So it's not
January.
Sitting there over the holiday. If you want the response due on the 12th, anyway, we can just move the actual motion due on the 5th, responses on the 5th, on the 12th, and then midweek the following week for the reply.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine with me. I think.
Okay.
Well, and then midweek is the 17th.
For replies?
Yeah. Is that what you had in mind?
Mm-hmm.
Motion due 5th.
Response on the 12th, reply on the 17th.
All right, then given that, there's really ample time to have the hearing in sometime in February.
All right.
Right now, 12th and the 13th. Are blocked out. Otherwise, that
I checked
month is
with my
open
key witnesses
calendar.
Before I came here, and one of them is unavailable the entire week of the 19th and the 26th of February.
That's also true for us. We have several witnesses.
For the later half, or
the whole thing? It's midwinter break.
Oh, all of February?
No.
The second 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that may push us to, in my mind, to the first week in March.
It's that 5th, the week of the 5th, is wide open for me.
It's okay with me.
Okay.
Unless you want to do it earlier in February.
I think probably not earlier in February.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That works?
Yeah, that works for the city,
All right, then what we'll do is set aside March 5, 6, 7... And I need to check for our half day, whether that's going to be the morning of the 8th. Sometimes we have Kirkland to do in the morning there. So it would be the 9th. So it will be either the 8th or the 9th in the first half of the day.
Okay. Excellent.
Working back from that, then, the hearing date of the 5th. Mm-hmm. Let's do... on February 20th for the witness and exhibit lists.
February
20th.
Yep.
20th of
February.
February, okay.
And the 26th for respondents.
Okay, so Is there any way we can move that one day out? We're,
which one? 27th?
The respondent's date, mm-hmm. Yep, to maybe perhaps the 28th.
The witness requests, you mentioned being due February 20th, and I'll be out of the office that whole week, February 19th to 23rd.
So that's for the appellants, and then our response okay. will be due the 27th, but still we're going to want to coordinate.
Are you looking for the 27th or the 28th?
When will you be back?
So I'll be out there. I'll be back on 26th.
Okay. The 28th would be preferable.
Okay. Then I'll do appellants 21st and the respondents 28th.
Thank you.
Before we go on to issue clarification, then let me revisit the dates that I have in my notes. Okay. Our initial activity will start in January with motions, any pre-hearing motions due on the 5th, responses due the 12th, replies due on the 17th. Mm-hmm. That'll be followed by appellants, witness and exhibit lists, and exchange of exhibits on February 21st, and respondents on February 28th, with hearing dates for the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and either the 8th or the 9th.
And all exhibits?
Did I miss anything in that?
Hard copies of exhibits with that, or
copies
not?
Of exhibits are to be provided. The hard copies need to go to the other parties, so
or
everyone's
electronic, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, we can.
If you agree, do you want to agree to electronic service?
That's fine.
That would be good.
Yeah.
All
right. Yes.
We're supposed to leave that to the parties, but I think I should ask every.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Whatever. Yeah.
Would you like to? Have
so we don't take the exhibits until the actual hearing.
Okay.
So, I was going to ask though if the parties wouldn't mind providing me a copy of the addendum and the EIS in advance, mm-hmm. and allow me to review those so I'd have some familiarity.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Good. And a week before is fine for
is
my purposes.
A week before.
Whoever wants to. Who wants to do that? I guess that's a good question.
Might make most sense for.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah. Right. A week before the hearing date.
When do you return? You're back on the.
I am
26.
Back on the, yes.
When do you leave? Why don't we do it before that so that I make sure I have time? When are you leaving?
Let's see. It would be the Friday before that. Sorry, 1 second.
Was it the 16th?
Sounds right, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to put that in my pre-hearing order, but if you could remember that would be appreciated.
Yep.
So I do have a
yes.
question, sorry. Mm-hmm. For me, putting my exhibit list together, it helps to have a list of all the record documents that are in the record. Is mm-hmm. it fair to say that all the documents that are uploaded online for the project are automatically in the record? Or is that not?
They're all in the record, but I would not say we wouldn't be, the department would not be asking to submit those as exhibits. But yes, they're all part of the record for the master use permit.
So how, there's no judgment here, it's a logistics issue. How are you planning on identifying which exhibits go into this record versus what's in the file?
I think we have to create the record in front of the examiner. So, so I think it would be incumbent on us if there are items in what we refer to as the banker's box that we wanted to be in evidence here, that we would have to pull those out. Now, it may be that we can agree in advance on
that might help,
you know,
because
the
they're not in my possession
of record documents that are joint exhibits or something. Yeah.
Normally, so the department has gone to electronic plan review a year or two ago, and when I've had hearings, normally what I do is I pull that document from our online documents, rename it Exhibit 1, blah, 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 have a list of exhibits, and so then email you that exhibit along with our list of exhibits. So you clearly have it. You understand which document we're using.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what the document is. It's a list of everything.
For instance, yeah, all of our online documents mm-hmm. for this master use permit. If, for instance, if I wanted to pull the master use permit plan set and submit that as an exhibit, I would save that document, name it Exhibit 1, Master Use Plan Set, and email that to you along with a list of exhibits.
Okay.
So but you're not planning to do that with respect to everything in the box?
No.
So what I'm just trying to figure out, I go first as far as identifying exhibits, and I don't know what you're going to identify as an exhibit, and it doesn't make sense that I'm presenting the file from the city. Those aren't really my exhibits. Should I, but I probably want a great majority of those documents to be in. Should I just go ahead and identify their documents? Mm-hmm. And recognizing it's not my personal exhibit, but it's, I want it to be in the record for.
I would say if you have a list of those that you generate in advance of our
we could
compliance
collectively
dates, and maybe we create an R1, R2, R3.
Right. I mean,
some sort of, like,
you know, if you don't care to use it, if you're not going, it's not your duty to get it in the record.
Right.
And unlike some other jurisdictions, I don't get a box of the record.
Right.
It's really, as Mr. McCulloch said, it's what the parties give me. So you can look at that box and come up with your own list.
Okay.
Decide however much you want to use or not.
Okay. I've just been in Snohomish County a lot, and they do it.
Right.
So
we won't have a record established or an exhibit list established by the hearing examiner until we actually get in the hearing.
Okay.
Now, if the parties want to work that out in advance and you want to stipulate
just
it to documents and all
with
that,
an
that can always be helpful.
Of exhibits. That might be easy.
If there's the EIS, the addendum, start with the low-hanging fruit, and if there's anything you disagree on, fine.
Okay.
Work that out at the hearing.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to issue clarification.
So I think maybe what we can do, we just have a question about one particular kind of, it's a sub-issue having to do with the CEPA height, bulk, and scale policy and how it's, so I'm just thinking we can probably send a letter to Ms. Newman, and I mean, if I don't think it's not an issue that we need to trouble the examiner with.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more just, what did you mean in that sentence, but I think that's the only.
The only thing I'll ask is, again, similar to pre-hearing conferences, Ms. Anderson was in yesterday, if you end up changing, clarifying an issue that's in the notice of appeal such that it's narrowed or altered in some way, that it's helpful for me to get that.
Sure.
Otherwise,
sure.
If we get to hearing and you say, hey, you didn't, that's not part of your notice of appeal,
right.
I say, well, sure it is, and I don't know how that, I don't know what happened there. So.
I think this is really a sub-issue, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
But we will make
sure. Just for purpose of your preparation, and you want to work that out with Ms. Newman, that's a good way to go.
It rises to the
level. I'm very curious. I'm going through here trying
to. No,
to
it's not. It's, don't lose any sleep over.
Okay. Anything else, counsel? All right. Thank you all.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.